While he was being renominated Monday in Charlotte for a second term in office by the Republican Party, Mills River waited for President Trump. Much of the crowd at President Trump's rally was made up of farmers and local politicians, but not all of them agreed with the president.
Yeah, and I'm here today representing the town of Mills River.
That's Brian Caskey. He's the mayor pro temp of Mills River. Caskey thought he might be the only Democrat at the rally. He doesn't agree with Trump, especially when it comes to immigration. He says that migrant farm workers, many of whom work at Flavor First, Growers and Packers, where the rally was located, deserve a path to citizenship.
Farmers in this area rely on migrant labor, and so we need to establish a pathway to citizenship for people who are here and are following the laws. So that's something that's really important to farmers here, and so he's not going to say it today, but I wish he would.
However, Caskey says it's important to work across the aisle. Principal Chief of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, Richard Sneed, agrees.
When it comes to, you know, acts of Congress, we need support on both sides of the aisle. So, you know, I try to explain to our citizens we don't pick sides in this. Our agenda is that of the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians, and that's what we promote.
Beyond these few outliers, the crowd will be Trump voters in the fall. Mark Robinson, the GOP nominee for lieutenant governor this fall, says he carries his Trump towel with him everywhere this time of year.
He's a leader that is for the average, everyday American citizen, that forgotten person that he talks about all the time, the same people that I want to represent. That's what he's all about, and seeing him here today is certainly proof of that.
The Republican National Convention continues tonight in Charlotte. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.